Today's Amud is Megillah Yud Chesam Abayz. We're holding on the bottom line on Yud Chesam and Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Mishnah discussed, the Mishnah mentioned the halacha that if a person reads the Megillah b'seirugin, if he reads it in piecemeal, he reads a few psukim, takes a break, reads a few psukim, so like that, he's yaitze if he reads it b'seirugin. The Gemara now is going to bring a braisa and ultimately explain the details of this halacha. So first, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, that Kara Seirugin Yatza, the same din as our Mishnah, that if you read the Megillah B'Seirugin, you read a few psukim, take a break, and then you read a few psukim, and you keep going like that, you're Yaitse. However, says the Braisa, Seirusin Lo Yatza. Rashi says Seirusin is another word that just means the Mafreya, which comes out that this is really just the same din as our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, if you read the Megillah backwards, if you read it out of order, you read it L'Mafreya, you're not Yaitse. So that's all the Braisa over here means. If you read it Seirusin, you're not Yaitse. Rabbi Meina Aimer, Misham Rabbi Yehuda, that af b'seirugin, even when it comes to seirugin, that which we said your yaitse, it's not in every case. It's im shaha kedei ligmur es kula chayzel araish. Because if the break that you took, you read it in pieces, if the break that you took at any point was the amount of time that you could have finished the entire Megillah, so then that break is considered too long, and then you have to start the Megillah over from the beginning. Then you're not yaitse. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that the halacha is kribi mayna shamer mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Now that's tak of the halacha, that you're allowed to read it b'seirugin, but if the breaks are too long, if it's enough time that you could have finished the entire Megillah, so then you have to go back to the beginning. Now Amr Le'abai Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi had a question. He asked Rabbi Yosef. He had a shiloh that when we say that when the break is long enough that you could have finished the whole Megillah, what does that mean that you could have finished the whole Megillah? Kedei ligmar es kula mehecha dekai l'seifa. Do we say that it means that you could finish the whole Megillah from where you're holding now until the end? So if you're in the fourth parak of the Megillah, it's from the fourth parak until the end. Aidilma me'reisha l'seifa, or maybe it means the amount of time it would take you to finish the entire Megillah from parak aleph pasuk aleph until the end. So is it depending on where, it doesn't depend on where you're holding, or is it an objective shear, the amount of time it takes to finish the Megillah from beginning to end? So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yosef responded, that Mireisha L'Seifa. That it makes sense that the shear of Kedei Ligmar Eskula means from the beginning of the Megillah all the way until the end of the Megillah. Why? JMK, because if it would be not like that, if the shear would be depending on where you're holding at that moment, and it's just from there until the end, so then Nasata Devarecha L'Shiure. So then it's going to come out that everybody has a different shear depending on the situation, and that's not something that Chazal like to do. It makes things very complicated when every situation has a different shear, so it's more mistaber that there's one objective shear. The Kedei Ligmar Eskula means from the beginning of the Megillah until the end of the Megillah. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmi, Abar Abba, Amar Rav. So the names here are that Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Yirmi, Abar Abba, and he said in the name of Rav, that the halacha is k'Rabbi Meina. The halacha is like Rabbi Meina, that if you have a break that's too long, so then you have to go back to the beginning. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel argued on Rav, Ushmuel Amar ain halacha k'Rabbi Meina, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina, you're allowed to have even a very long break, and you could just continue. Besura mas nuhachi, and Sura, the city in Bavel, so they taught the Shaklav Atari the way we just did, that Rav said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, and Shmuel said, and who was it that quoted Rav? It was Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba in the name of Rav. He's the one who said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, and Shmuel said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina. However, says the Gemara that Pampadisa Masnuachit, and Pampadisa, they had a little bit of a different version, a different girsa, and they taught as follows. They said that Amarav Kahana Amarav Halacha Rabbi Meina. So it's still saying that Rav said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, but it wasn't Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba in the name of Rav. It was Rav Kahana in the name of Rav. And Shmuel Amar Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Meina, so the shitas of Rav and Shmuel are still the same, according to Pampadisa. Pampadisa and Sura agree that the shitas of Rav and Shmuel are the same, they just have a machlaikas, who's the one who quoted Rav? Was it Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav, or was it Rav Kahana Amar Rav? However, says the Gemara, that although in both of these cities, Sura and Papadisa, they taught it, that Rav said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, that you're not allowed to have too much of a break, and Shmuel said the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina, says the Gemara that Rav Beivai masnu ibcha. He had the whole machlaikas the other way around. He had that Rav amar ein halacha k'Rabbi Meina, that Rav said the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina, and you're allowed to take a break as long as you want, and you could just continue from there. Ushmuel amar halacha, and it was Shmuel who said that the halacha is like Ramayna, that if the break is too long, so then you have to go back to the beginning. And it's a big nafkamina in terms of which one said which shita, because we paskin always like Rav. Anytime we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, so the halacha is always like Rav, except for by Dine Mamunis. By Dine Mamunis, the halacha is like Shmuel. But other than by Dine Mamunis, so then the halacha is always like Rav. So it makes a big nafkamina. What did Rav say? According to the first version of Surah and Pumpadisa, so Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, that you're not allowed to have too long of a break. According to Rav Beivai, Rav Shita is that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina, that you are allowed to have a very long break. And Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, which version is the Iker? Said Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit Rav Beivai Bidach, that you should hold on to the version of Rav Beivai. Why? That's the more mistaber version, that it was Shmuel paskening like Rav Meina. Why is that the more mistaber version? Because the Shmuel who dechayish lechida, liyechida, we know that Shmuel is like Shita in life. In a few places, Shmuel is chayshish for a das yachid. Over here, we had a Stam Mishnah, we had a Stam Braisa, that said that you're allowed to read the Megillah B'Seirugin. It sounds like you're allowed to take even very long breaks. Comes Rabbi Meina says that no, the breaks have to be very limited. If the break is too long, they ligmor askula, so then you have to already start over from the beginning. So Rabbi Meina seems to be a Das Yachid over here. So should we be Chayshish for the Das Yachid? It's Mistaber, like Rabbi Beva's version, that it was Shmuel who paskind like Rabbi Meina. Rav said the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Meina, because we find elsewhere that Shmuel is chayshish for a das yachid, just like he is over here. Where is this other place? So the halacha is a halacha in Maseches Yevamos. We'll get to him here. Hashem Ditnan, we learned over there that Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh Achiv. You have a case of a lady, she falls to Yibam, and one of the younger brothers does kedushin with her. Shekidesh Achiv es achaysa. And one of the brothers does kedushin with the Yevama's sister. So Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Aimrim Leihamte Nachiyasa Achicha Gadol Maisa. That we tell this younger brother, we tell him don't actually go on with the Nesuin, wait until your older brother does Chalitza or Yibam with the Yevama. Fine, that was the halacha. The point is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said a halacha, and he seems to be a Das Yachid, and says the Gemara that Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So that's just the Iker Nekuda over here. You see that Shmuel was chayshish for a das yachid. So you see that that's something Shmuel does. He's chayshish for a das yachid. It's more mistaber, says Rabbi Yosef. It's more mistaber like Rabbi Beva's version, that it was Shmuel who was chayshish for Rabbi Meina, that you're not allowed to have too long of a break. And Rav says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meina. Rav says that the break, when you read a Beseirugin, could be as long as you want. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan, that Hishmid bas Sefer Isyais Ipsukin. Let's say you have a Sefer, he writes a Megillah, and he left out some letters, or even he left out full Psukim. Ukarana Kaire, Kimetorgaman HaMisragim, and Balkaire, he reads the Megillah, like the Metorgaman by the Sefer Torah, that he reads it by heart, some of the parts. So too over here, he had basically a full Megillah. It was missing some letters, was missing some psukim, and he reads it, and he reads the Megillah as if everything was there. The halacha is that he's Yatza. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, Hayuba Isis Matushtashis, I Mikairais. If let's say you have letters that were rubbed out, or you have letters that were completely torn out, so you have missing letters, Imrishuma Nikur Kshera. If you could still see the outline of the letter, you could still really see the letter there, it's the Raishem is Nikur, so then the Megillah is Kasher, and you could be Yaitse. Vim Lav Psula, but if not, it's Puzzle. So you see, if there's missing letters, the Megillah is Puzzle. So it's a Stira. How could the Braisa say that the Megillah, that the Sefer was mashmit Isayse Psukin, and you read it, your Yaitse. Here we have another Braisa which says that it's not allowed to be missing letters, only if it's Rishuma Nikr, but if it's not Rishuma Nikr, so then it's Pasul. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, it's not a Stira. Habikula, Habimiktsasa. Depends how much is missing. If the whole Megillah is rubbed out, so then you need it to be Rishuma Nikr. And if it's not Rishuma Nikr, so then the Megillah is gonna be Pasul. The whole thing is just blank. However, when the first Braisa said that if the Sefer left out some letters or Psukim, it means, like, literally, he left it out. Not that he didn't write the whole Megillah. He just left out a few letters. He left out a few Psukim. But for the most part, the Megillah is still there. So then the Megillah is kosher. And that's Taka the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim and Simen Tafresh Tzadi and Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that the Megillah is allowed to be missing letters. It could be missing Psukim up until half. As long as Rive of the Megillah is there in kosher, so then the Megillah, the entirety of the Megillah is kosher. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan that Hishmid ba Hakayre Pasuk Echad. Let's say the Baal Kayre and Shul, he completely missed the Pasuk. He skipped the Pasuk by mistake. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Lo Yoimar Ekras Kula V'Achakach Echrak Ekra Oisei Pasuk. So you shouldn't say when you're listening in, okay, that's fine, I'm missing one Pasuk. I'll mark it down and I'll catch it up later. I'll hear the rest of the Megillah in the meantime and then I'll just have one Pasuk to make up later. No, that's not the way it works. Ala Kayre Me'Oisei Pasuk V'Eilach. When you catch up, you're going to have to read from that pasuk that you missed until the end, because the whole Megillah has to be read keseder. Nichnas leves haknesses. Similarly, a person walks into a shul, umatza tzibur shekaru chetzia, and he finds that the tzibur, they're already halfway through the Megillah. So loyaymar ekra chetzia im tzibur ve'achakach ekra chetzia. You can't say, okay, fine, so I'll hear the second half now with the tzibur, and then afterwards I'll catch up on, I'll say the first half. Doesn't work like that. Alakayri yisay mitchilasa ve'at seifa. You have to read it in order from the beginning until the end. Says the Gemara now, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Misnam name is Yatza, that if a person reads the Megillah while dozing off, so he's Yaitzeh, even if he's dozing off, he's still Yaitzeh. Or if you're listening to the Megillah and you're dozing off, you're still Yaitzeh. Says the Gemara, what's the definition of dozing off? Hechidami. Hechidami misnamne. What exactly is the geder of misnamne that he's still yaitze? If he's sleeping, avadi, he's not yaitze. There's this in-between thing, misnamne, he's dozing, he's yaitze. So what's the geder of misnamne? Amr of Ashi. Rav Ashi says, it's nim v'loy nim. He's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. He's tir v'loy tir. He's awake, but he's not really awake. Dikaru le v'ani. If you call his name, he'll respond. V'lo yadi lahadure svara. But now he won't be able to give you a svara. However, v'chimad karu le midkar. But if you remind him, so then he'll remember. The way the Rashbam in Maseches Psachim on Daf Kuf Chaf on Mabez, the way he explains the Geder is that he says it's like if the person's in a state that if you would ask him where he put something, you ask him, you know, where'd you put the car keys? So he won't be able to respond. He won't remember where he put it. But if you remind him, if you say, oh, did you put it in the drawer? Did you put it here? So then he'll remember. So that's what it means that it's, he's lo yada ladure svara v'chimat grule midkar. He won't remember on his own where he put it, but if you remind him, so then he'll remember. I told my wife that this is the definition of dozing off in Shas. She said, if so, so then you're in a permanent matziv of misnamnim. She's probably right. Anyway, says the Gemara now, Hayakaisva darsha umagia. So imkiven liba yatza v'chulu. We mentioned in the Mishnah, you had this person, he was writing over a Megillah, he was darshening the Megillah, he was going over, editing a Megillah. So in all these cases, if while he's reading the Megillah, he has kavana to be yaitze the mitzvah, so then he's yaitze the mitzvah. But if he doesn't have kavana, so then he's not yaitze. But ask the Gemara, hechidami. Let's talk about this case of where he's writing the Megillah. So he's writing over a Megillah, and as he's writing it, he's saying the words. So ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, how is he Yaitse? Either come misadri psuka psuka v'kasavla. If he's reading it as he's writing down the psukim, so then ki kiven libay may havi. What does it help if he has kavanah to be Yaitse the mitzvah? Al pehu. He's reading it bal peh. He's not reading it off the ksav. He's just reading it out loud as he's writing it. And if so, that's a case of a person who read the entire Megillah by heart. Of course he's not Yaitse. So says the Gemara, Ela de Kasav Psuka Psuka Vikarile. Rather, what happened was, is he was already writing each Pasuk, and then after he wrote it, he was reading it. And in that case, we say that if he had Kavanah, so then he's Yaitse. Ask the Gemara, Umi Yatza, could you really be Yaitse in such a way? As he's writing each Pasuk, after he finishes writing it, he reads it. So he's reading it from the Ksav. But so what? How could he be Yaitse? Va'amar Abchelba Yamar Abchama Bargur Yamar Rav, Halacha Kedivri Yamar Kula. That there's going to be a Machlekas we're going to have later about how much of the Megillah do you have to read. Do you have to read the entirety of the Megillah? Or do you just read from Ish Yehudi? So now, first of all, Rav said that the Halacha is Kedivri Yamar Kula. That the Halacha is like the one who says that you have to read the entirety of the Megillah. V'afilu l'man d'amar mi'ish Yehudi, and even according to the man d'amar who says that you only have to start reading the Megillah from the pasuk of Ish Yehudi, still, tzricha she'teik suva kula. You still need to read it from a Megillah that has the entire Megillah written out. And if so, this person that's writing the Megillah, granted, he's reading the Pasuk after he writes it, but if he's only reading it after each Pasuk is written, he's reading it from a Megillah that doesn't have all the Pasukim written. So how is he Yaitzeh in such a case? Allah says the Gemara, the Mancha Megillah Kameh, the case of Hayakaisva in the Mishnah is as follows. That the Mancha Megillah Kameh, he had a Megillah that was already fully written in front of him. Ukari la mina, and he was reading from that Megillah Psuka Psuka, Ukasavla, and then he was writing it down. So when he was reading it from the full Megillah. He was reading it from the full Megillah, copying from there and writing it onto a new piece of cloth and writing his own Megillah. So then we say if he had Kavanah to be Yaitzeh the mitzvah, so then he's Yaitzeh. Says the Gemara, Lema Misaye Leila Rabba Bar Barchana, that Luchaira, this that we're saying that the case is talking about, that he had another Megillah out in front of him, and he was capping from that Megillah, Luchaira, this is a Raya to Rabba Bar Barchana. Da'ama Rabba Bar Barchana, Am Rabbi Eichnan, that Asr Lichtoi Vaisacha Shalem in Eksav. He said that in general, it's always Asr to write any sort of Kisvei Kodesh if you're not copying from a different Sefer. Anytime you write Kisvei Kodesh, you have to copy it from a different Sefer. So according to that, it makes a lot of sense. It's not like a Ukimta, a Chiddush, a Daichik, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person was writing it from a different Megillah. That has to be the case, because you're never allowed to write Kisvei Kodesh without having that Sefer out in front of you and copying from there. So it makes a lot of sense. The Chayra, our Mishnah, would then be a riot to Rabbi Bar Barchanam. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma de Isra Melei Asra Muye. Then no, it's not a Raya. You don't see from the Mishnah that you have to do it like this. Maybe the Mishnah is discussing a case where a person happened to have been doing that. Maybe this person didn't know the Megillah so well. But if you know the Megillah well, so then you don't have to write it from a Ksav. You could just write it Baal Peh. This person in the Mishnah happened to have had a different Sefer. You don't see from here a Halacha that that's the way you have to write a Megillah. Says the Gemara now, Gufa, we just mentioned the Shita, that Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Eichnan, that it's Asr Lichtoi Vaisacha Shalem in Aksav. That in general, anytime a person writes Kisvei Kodesh, he has to copy it off of a different Sefer. You're not allowed to read it by heart. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, the Braisa says, that Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that there was a Meisa Rabbi Meir, who was a Meisa with Rabbi Meir, Shahalach La'abir Shana Ba'asya, he went to check to see if they should add another Adar in the city of Asya, so he went for whatever reason to Asya to make these Cheshbonis, so presumably he was holding an Adar time, they were debating whether or not they should add another Adar, and guess what? Middle of Adar is Purim. So now it became Purim, and he was in some random place, Asya, V'l'hayasham Megillah, and he didn't have a Megillah with him. So what was he going to do? How is he going to be Yaitzeh the Mitzvah? Not a problem for a mayor. Rameyer was a huge Talmid Chacham. He could write it by heart. And says the Gemara, that says the Braisa, that that's what he did. Ukasva Melibay, he wrote a Megillah by heart, and now he had it on a cloth. Ukara, and then he read from that Megillah that he wrote by heart. So what do you see from here? You see that Rameyer was not Choshesh for Rabba Bar Barchana. How could Rabbi Bar Barchana, who's an Amira, how could he say in the name of Rabbi Eichnan that you're not allowed to write Kisvei Kodesh without using another Ksav and copying from there? We see from this Braisa that Rabbi Meir wrote the Megillah by heart. Says the Gemara, Amar Bevayu, Shani Remeir. Remeir is different because he was such a big bucky. The Mekayim Ve Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha. So the Gemara will explain shortly, but basically Remeir was a huge bucky, and therefore since he had the Torah so clear to him, he was allowed to write it even Shalai Min Aksav. Amar le Rami bar Barchama le Rabbi Yirmiyah midefti. Mai vafapechi ashiru negdecha. What exactly is this pasuk referring to? So Amar le, he said back to him that elu divrei Torah. It's referring to divrei Torah. Afapayim, afapecha is referring to divrei Torah. Deksivba behu. It says about Torah. Hisayi feinecha by veinenu. That if you blink your eye, if you're mesiach das. So then the Torah goes away. Vafilu achi, and yet still, even though Torah is the type of thing that if you're Mesiach Das, it goes away. Vafilu achi miusharin hein etzar Rabbi Meir. Vafapecha yashiru negdecha, is that the Torah was neged Rabbi Meir, it was opposite him, it was very clear to him, he was a big baki. And because of that, Rabbi Meir had a special heter to write the Megillah, even Shalei min Ksav. But typically the halach is that you have to copy from a different Ksav. Ask the Gemara that Rav Chista Ashkechei the Rav Chananel. He found Rav Chananel to have a kasav svarim shloim in eksav. He saw that Rav Chananel was writing Kisvei Kodesh, and he was writing it without copying it from something else. And Amar Lei, and Rav Chista said to Rav Chananel that even though Ruya Kol HaTorah Kula Likasei Valpicha, that granted the whole Kol HaTorah Kula is right to be written by you. You're a tremendous bucky. You have it all clear by you. I understand that. Elakacham Ruchachamim, but the Chazal said it's also lichtoy v'isachat shalom in eksav, that you're not allowed to write anything shalom in eksav. You have to always copy from another sefer. So now says the Gemara, midika amar kol atarik kula roishiti kasev al picha. From the fact that Rav Chista told Rav Chananel that Be'etzem the whole Torah is right to be written by you, even by her, Mechlad de Miusharini in Etzlei. So obviously Rav Chananel was a big Bucky, and yet still Rav Chista held that he has to copy it. Even a Bucky has to copy. V'Rav Meir Kasav. So the question is now back again to Rav Meir. So then how could Rav Meir write the Megillah by heart when he was in Asiya? You can't tell me, oh, because he was a big Bucky. We see even a Bucky has to copy the Megillah, has to copy Kisvei Kodesh when he writes it. So says the Gemara that Shasat Chakshani. The Rav Meir's case was different. Besides the fact that he was a Bucky and capable of doing this, it was also a Shasat Chak. He was in Asiya, and he didn't have another Megillah. Rav Chananel had no reason to be writing it by heart. Just go get another Sefer and copy it from the Sefer. But Rav Meir didn't have another choice. So of course, even a Bucky, the halach is, has to copy. Even a Bucky has to copy it from a different Sefer. Rav Meir's case was an exception, being that he was such a Bucky. And it was a Shasat Chak, so that's why he had a heter to write it by heart. Says the Gemara, Baye Shara l'debei bar chavu l'michtav tfil nu mezuzais shalai min eksav. Now the Baye gave a heter to the Bei Bar Chavu, who Rashi says they were meichrei tefillin, they were tefillin sellers. So Baye gave them a heter to write tefillin u'mezuzos even by heart, even without copying it. We'll see in the Gemara, because being that tefillin u'mezuzos, the parshiyos of the tefillin, the parshiyos of mezuzah, are ones, Kriya Shema especially, are ones that people know very well, so there's no need to copy it off of a different sefer. You're allowed to just write it by heart. Says the Gemara, this that Abaye gave this heter, it's command ki aitana, it's like the following tana, the tanya we learned in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yirmiyah Aimer Mishum Rabbeinu, that tefillin u'mezuzos nechtavay shalai min eksav. That tefillin u'mezuzos can be written by heart, like we just said. This is something, I guess, that everybody's a big bucky in. It's not like, you know, Megillah, that maybe some people are, some people aren't, so then you're not allowed to write it by heart. But the tefillin mezuzos, everybody's a big bucky in them, and therefore, says the Tana, you're allowed to write them even without copying. You're allowed to write it shalai min eksav. Then just continues the Braisa, ve'ein srichais sirtut. And they don't need sirtut. Sirtut we mentioned in the past is when you etch lines into, like, let's say the Sefer Torah. So you etch lines into the Sefer. So that's called sirtut. Tefillin u'mezuzos don't need sirtut. And the Ramban in Gittin on Vav Amabez explains that the reason why tefillin u'mezuzos don't need sirtut is because they're not really written to be read. Tefillin stay in the tefillin boxes, and the mezuzah stays in the mezuzah case. It's not like a Sefer Torah where you're reading it, being that it's being read, so we want there to be sirta, we want lines etched in to make it much easier to read. Tefillin u'mezuzos, which aren't read, so tefillin u'mezuzos don't need sirta. Says the Gemara v'hilchasa, the bottom line halacha is that tefillin ain't tzrichan sirta, mezuzos tzrichan sirta. That tefillin do not need sirta, but mezuzos do need sirta. Rabbeinu Menayach, and Hilchas Tefillin u'mezuzos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yebez, he explains because tefillin tefillin don't need sirta because tefillin are kamat never read. They mamish, they're sewn up inside the boxes. Tefillin, by mezuzah, it's not sewed into the case. You put it into the case, but lemaisa, you can very easily take it out, so therefore, tefillin is, therefore mezuzah is more chamer, mezuzah needs sirta. And says the halah, says the gemara, that idi v'idi, both by tefillin and by mezuzahs, it's nechtavais, shalay min aksav, they could be written even without copying. You could read it, you could write it by heart. My taima, what's the reason? Like we said before, it's because migras grisin, it's because everybody knows the parshios. They're parshios that everybody is very well versed in, and therefore there's no halacha that you have to copy it from a different sefer.